I'ma get straight to the point. With a queen like me, ain't no need to beat around the bush. See, people make excuses now instead of making money. A lot of people feel entitled just because of looks. A lot of people like to follow, never be a leader. Except me, though, I can never follow by the book. They say people gain impressions less than 10 seconds. If that's the case, then I already got some people shook. 100, I can tell you have no substance, never prove me wrong. All you think about is all the beds that you could screw me on. The hood mentality is probably the tip that you be on. Doing good because you getting money and the roof is gone. Predictable, heard it all before, need to find some different shit to do. And no, I would not judge you for the music that you listen to. It ain't even about that really, it's about the principle. Make sure you get to know me before feeling all my physical. Anything I want, I go and grab. Everybody talking about what they gonna do with sitting back. Then they tell me that I do too much and that I'm moving fast. Little do they know I spoke with God from there, I saw my path. Then they see the moves I'm making, wanna fix their mouth and ask. Tell me how you doing this and shades, how you doing that. I tell them I work hard for every single thing I ever had. And I was sorry for those singing that Rashades will never last. Man, it's nothing to me, looking for a man that wants to build. But they be fronting on me, dining on me, and I tell them chill. But they be stunting on me. Find it funny, you can find them creeping, never find them bummy. Staying out the light, I'm in the shade, so I don't have to worry. If it ever reaches that extent, I got my riders for me. And your draft to text you never sent, cause you be hiding from me. Keep it real and always staying true, but you be lying to me. Meanwhile, I'm trying to see how my stars aligning for me. Why the hell is this one not a single? And why the hell is this one called Serena Williams? Although there is no violence, got a gangster feeling. How long before you sign, cause you could make a killing? Well, things I'm doing fine, my crew is in the building. They call it 369, and don't you dare forget it. Next year around this time, you'll ask me how I did it. But I only post results so you see how I'm living. Red shades, bitch.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the After Hours with T. I'm your boy, Seti J, the producer, but shoot, welcome to the host, Moses, my girl, T.
Turn up.
Hello, we're back. Lord, it just confused me. Your mic messing up too.
Oh, okay. I thought, but what the heck?
So, the topic today, hoes. What in the world? Anyways, the topic today is people that worry about you. And you're not even friends. That is so crazy. So let me tell you what happened. I ain't gonna name no names. So this girl, you might know her. Well, you do know her, but you might pick up the name if you listen. So she called her and asked some questions like, oh, is she pregnant? Oh, I heard she was pregnant. Such and such told me, and da-da-da-da. My thing is, why you care? If you not buying no Pampers, no formula, no baby wipes, you not showing up to the baby shower, no nothing, you not participating in the baby's life, don't worry about it. Please, don't worry about it. Because he or she ain't going to miss you, and they ain't going to know you. Did you figure out who I was talking about? He just muted himself the whole day. Hello? He just let out. Anyways, that's crazy. But people so irritating this week. Like, it don't make no sense. Like, right after, back after back after back. People are so irritating. Like, I never seen people so irritating in my life. Like, I never seen nobody irritating. People will say, you'll have to be having a good day, and somebody will say something ruin your whole mood. Like, I'll be ready to snap and slap people. It just don't make no sense. Jesus. But on a good note, this girl, I ain't gonna say no names, I guess she set aside her ways or whatever. She actually talked to me for the first time. I know she wants
okay,
to play
I mean,
back in time.
Are you going to spend an entire show ranting about one person?
No, this is a whole different person.
Oh, my God.
I've been talking about three different people. You just don't comprehend it.
Oh, yeah.
Your friend decides she want to go around asking questions about me.
But here's the thing you got to say to yourself. Who's more messy, the people that's coming around saying it or the people, or, you know, that's how I look at it. The people who are running around saying it are the ones being messy, because who to say they not the ones going around, da, 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 you know, being messy about it. And sometimes you can't take everything as a personal. Everything's not a personal attack, though. Like, if you spend your life thinking everything's a personal attack, you're always going to be in the offensive for no reason, and you're going to create drama create drama in your own head more than what something is. Sometimes just take stuff what it is and keep it moving. Goodness. Don't spend a radio segment going on about it.
You
like,
know what? That would be slap you. But yeah, people. I had the worst week. But we're getting there.
But, oh my God, speaking of being pregnant, how has it been treating you so far?
It's all right.
So now, when I told you before, you're like, oh my God, I love it. I'm going to love everything about it. See, you over there. y'all got to come count these chickens before they hatch. It's a tough journey. Stop making it sound easy.
It really is. Especially the people you got to deal with.
Yeah, thank you. I kept telling you, I got this. I told you, be prepared for the hard times, because you're going to deal with the hard times.
Yeah.
It's not going to be cake. You're not going to be a cakewalk.
It's really not.
Especially your first trimester. Like, that's when y'all really be ready to tear stuff up.
No, actually, I be chilling, but it's just like I be sleep all day, and people got a problem with it. Oh, you can't hit me up. You can't do this. You don't talk to me. I'm sleep. You can't talk to people when you sleep. But hey, just have to take it with it's worth. Well, we were talking about earlier, and I guess.
I know you're talking about something we were talking about off air. I mean, make a public service announcement. This is general, very general. But man, can we stop being fucking typical shit? You know, this is a rough time for a woman.
And he was crying about a post. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Drop the shit and fucking support. Support the person. If you love the person, man, you got to go that much harder, man. Like, don't be so fucking feeble minded, man.
Yeah, well.
Shit.
You live and you learn, and you just do what you got to do to get to where you're going.
I mean, that's cool and all, but I just wish the shit started changing. I'm sick of it, man. Like, it just has to change. It has to change.
It does. But you can't force nobody to be what they don't want to be or what they don't want to do.
So. Yeah, but it'd be different. T, it'd be different if you was out here being lazy, man. Okay, see, I got too personal, but I got kind of mad. But I just know because that is just a general thing. It's too prevalent. Like, people know how I feel about that, and it just all it does is it creates it. All it does is legitimize these stereotypes that people that are about black men sometimes, and it's annoying. Like, it's people like that. They cost us this fucking stereotypes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We shall wait. I'm not gonna sit here like I told you. So now I'm doing what I told you not to do. I said it's not overreact yet, and now I'm starting to get mad. I start thinking about it more.
Oh, now you know how I feel.
Nah, man, because to me, that's the worst thing you do. That's one of the top three, and that's in the top three of worst things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because this is playing with multiple lives. Like, this is not a good fucking look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what, guys? I'm gonna sip my water. I'm just gonna relax.
You don't need no water.
Shout out to this Great Value Purified Drinking Water. Shout out to that. They got a plug for no fucking reason. No, it's water. So you can go drink some water too. Okay, I'm taking one. Oh, you're talking about a shot of liquor for you. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, take a shot for me too.
When did I have my drink? Ooh, that's a good question. Oh, this, actually yesterday. See, that's bad. Because I had my sister's fixing margaritas yesterday. So yeah, I drank yesterday. Before that, I didn't drink none this weekend besides that.
Well, I couldn't. So yeah.
All right. Well, I drink two cups, so one of the cups is for you.
Good. Oh man.
Okay. Well, let me tell you who your guest is today. He'll be chiming in 2 minutes, and that's my boy Damian Brown, aka Littlefoot Photography, be the building. What is that sound? Sound like a merry-go-round. You don't hear that merry-go-round ice cream truck in the background.
The game, yeah.
Child, that mug over there sound like a goddamn merry-go-round. But okay, what the heck?
Yeah.
It's like it start getting louder the more I say what the heck. But nah, yeah, so he'll be on here. He actually is the artist of the month. In this issue of Human Cannabis that just released. So.
That's nice. Real nice.
He does body painting, taping, everything. He goes.
And where he from?
He's in D.C.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the DMV.
Yeah. I seen your friend wanted to work with him.
I it was crazy. I saw him. I don't know because I never actually know dealing with one of the models. It was crazy that one of the models he works with. I actually wanted to feature her a long time ago, and I just never. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I missed her contact or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she came out of nowhere, submitted. I was like, yes, bam, winning. And I done linked with him, and there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, but I think that's him. Matter of fact, it's that time. So, go ahead, open up the line. I think that's him there.
It's that time.
Yeah.
It's that It's that time.
All right, let's see. Caller, is this my boy, Mr. Damien Little?
That is so
Brown.
Ghetto. That is so ghetto.
My name, ghetto?
What?
No.
Oh, I know, right? See, hold on. We got something for that, bro. We got something for her for that. She
don't you do it. Don't you do it. Terrible.
You know, you knew what was coming. You knew what
was
coming.
I was talking about the way
you
answer the phone, like, is this our caller? Like, now, what if it won't him? Like, what? You know what?
I know, because, no, hold on. Everybody that listens to all the shows know I got ESP. Sometimes I screen the calls because I don't need to. Sometimes I just know when it's a person. And I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm right about who the person is. So, bam, it was him. So you look silly. Bro,
uh-huh.
What's up,
barely.
Man? What's up?
What's going on? What's going on?
You're a warm welcome. Why she over here acting reckless? Oh, man.
I'm acting myself. He just don't.
Yes, exactly. Reckless.
I'm not reckless.
I'm glad to have you in the building, man.
And nice.
I appreciate y'all for having me, man. I really do.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey.
Look at that.
I'm gonna let T go first because you know she know me. I can chat all day.
Okay, we're gonna jump right into it. So, what made you want to become a photographer?
Ever since I was little, you know what I'm saying, growing up in Brooklyn, you know how it is in New York. They got all
no,
this art.
No, I don't. So you have to explain to me.
They got everybody got something to do. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, do something that's fantastic, whether it's break dancing, singing, rapping, it's something. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got something that they doing. And
mm-hmm.
I was just trying to find my knack for something. And come to find out, I had a knack for, you know what I'm saying, capturing pictures of people and things that, you know, that I really liked it. So, like, it kind of, like, fell in my lap. My grandmother, she had the old Polaroid camera, you know, the joint you take the picture.
You got to shake
it. Come out, you got to shake it. Yeah.
Like a Polaroid.
I used to love them things.
So I got a hold of that, and, you know, I'm running around New York just snapping pictures of people running, shaking a picture. Just to, you know what I'm saying, come out and get that in. So it just kind of stuck with me. I fell in love with it. So
why
now,
are
you
laughing? Oh, my God.
He said he run around taking pictures, shaking them. I see it's just a visual of him running down Times Square shooting Polaroid pictures.
Yeah, you know, that was back then when nobody went there picture taking, especially from no little
uh-huh.
black boy from Brooklyn, man. I run up, snap a picture in your face, all you see is a flash, and then I'm gone.
So how did you get started, as in, like, how did you start your brand?
I picked up a camera, and I was like, you know what? I'm saying I want to make a name for myself. I want my work to be seen, you know what I'm saying, worldwide. I want, you know what I'm saying, to be on a global scale. And I just took it and I started, you know what I'm saying, contacting people, reaching out to people and connecting with different dope people that was in my city. And it just
mm-hmm.
kind of took off. I actually started out taking pictures in the clubs for like nightclubs and parties and stuff. And I kind of met a lot of people there that I connected with. And that basically took everything to, like, the next level. I met a clothing line person that wanted to collab with me. I met models that wanted to collab with me. And just, like, different people. So it kind of just took off from there.
All right. So how did you get interested in body paint?
I've been painting for a while, so... Like I said, one day, you know what I'm saying, I was just thinking, hey, I want to paint, you know what I'm saying, I want to paint somebody. And I was trying to figure out how to mix my painting with my photography. And I've been seeing people do it, but I never really, you know what I'm saying, wanted to do it because photography itself is a lot. And then to put,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, painting on top of it, that's an extra lot. So to see, I just wanted to challenge myself to see if I can actually maintain and put all of that together. And actually, you know what I'm saying, put things together. Because know what I'm saying, body painting, it takes you about an hour or two. A whole photo, you know what I'm saying, a real good photo shoot, it take you probably an hour or two. So if you put that together, you got like 4 hours of, you know what I'm saying, working time. So that's, you know what I'm saying, something you really got to be dedicated to actually stick there and put your time in to do it.
Mm-hmm. So someone in the modeling industry, who would you want to work with and why?
Who would I want to work with?
Uh-huh.
Right now, I would say Cardi B. why?
Yes, indeed.
We met before when she came and she hosted a nightclub in D.C. and she was just so down to earth and ratchet. It was just something I was like, you know, she seemed like she'd be a fun person to work with, you know. I like working with people, you know what I'm saying, that enjoy doing what they do. And she seems like someone that enjoys doing what she do.
Yeah. So what photographer would you like to collab with? That you haven't already before.
That I would like to collab with.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy. His name's it's like Pierre Dubois. He's from Dubai, and he shoots cars. I would love to collab with him because his images are amazing. I follow him on pretty much every social media. And I actually had to FaceTime him. And the conversation was kind of heavy because I barely understood him. But the fact that he came out to actually talk to me and, you know, give me tips on, you know what I'm saying, my photography.
Oh,
all
right. All right, you can have your question time.
Okay. So yes, so I got some questions actually because I've been dealing with you for about 2 weeks now because of doing a magazine and whatnot.
Okay,
hold on. But yes. So as far as today, I'm gonna put you on the spot. I love doing this. As far as the models you shot so far, and I'm gonna split it on each part. As far as the models you have shot, as far as the models you have done body paint with, and as far as the models you have done tape with, who would you say would be your top five for each?
Would be my top five.
Yes. So I'm giving you top five for each. So that allows you to spread it out a little bit and not get in trouble tomorrow.
Okay. My top five, well, number one, it would be Jasmine. She's been with me from day one. Number two, it would be Jasmine, the other one. I call her Chocolate, and she's been with me pretty much from day one too, from like when I first started. Number three, I would say.
Cause you only got three more.
I'm gonna give it to. I'm about to say once I pass them two, you know, it's kind of like But number three, I would give it to. Millie. I would give it to the model Millie. She's an awesome model. When it comes to professional wise, and you know, knowing her work, she knows her stuff. Number
Millie,
four.
Do I know Millie?
Yeah, you know Millie.
Oh, Ayeko.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I like you. I'm liking this list. Okay.
Number four. Number four will be another. He's a male model. His name's Keanu. He's real good. I would give him that number four spot because when he comes and he do a shoot, when I say he dominates the shoot, like he dominates the shoot. Like you don't have to give him no direction. He comes in and set his own atmosphere, and you know what I'm saying? You just flow with it. So I would actually give him number four. And then
number five.
I'm trying to think if they listening.
and it does record. They can always go back and listen. That's the problem.
So number five, I would give number five to. Oh man.
I told you gotta think wisely.
Yeah.
Cause you was weird, but now one through four, you was doing like bam, bam. When you got to that five, you like, damn, this is the last one.
I'm gonna get number five to Janae. She's actually another model that's been with me for a while now, and you know, she creates a good atmosphere when it comes to photo shoots too. So I would get her that.
I'm
number
gonna be
five
nosy, Janae. Is she on your Instagram stuff? I'm gonna look right now.
Yeah, she's on there, and actually you'll see. You know what I'm saying you'll get some of her work soon.
Okay, see, look at that. Stay tuned alert.
So yeah, that would be my top five.
I'm on here right now being nosy. Y'all know I'm the king of Google. I get on these pages quick. Okay, let's see. Janae, who is Janae? I'm on the page. Who is Janae? Like,
so
is she on the Little Worlds one?
Nah, she should be on. She on the foot, photographer one.
Okay, I'm on there looking now. All right, let's see which one is she. Because I knew the other ones. Once you threw that, you threw a wild card at me. I wasn't ready for it. So now I'm over here being nosy. Yeah, I'm over
so
here looking. I'm like, okay, which picture is she?
She, I'm trying to think which one is up there. I post so much, man, I'm losing track.
I know, just shooting. I know. I got digging your brain. I just got into the photography. Yeah, man, the art part is fun, but sometimes people, man.
Yeah, I think
well,
that's
I'm trying
how
to stop.
I was like, let me vent with this man real quick. Oh my God, that's a question I got to ask you. How do you deal with people, like deal with the people side? Because you can tell that you're an artist, but sometimes, you know, you can deal with human error and emotions. How do you find a way to, you know, make things happen around that?
Honestly, I do, you know what I'm saying, the best I can to the best of my ability. And I accept the fact that you can't make everybody happy, you know.
Mm-mm.
And that's one thing, you know what I'm saying, you just got to deal with. And not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to accept you, you know what I'm saying, for who you are. Not everybody's going to look at your work and, you know, see creativity. Some people is just going to look at it and be like, oh, I know enough photographer that I can do that. So I feel as though you should give me the same price or you should give me a cheaper price. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I deal with is like price-wise because, you know, they see a young black man trying to do his thing. They feel like, oh, you should look out, you know what I'm saying, give me a deal. But they go in the mall and see the mall prices. Oh, these are some good prices. I'm going to go ahead and get this. And then they end up cutting way more than what they came for. So it's kind of like, you know, I just do, you know what I'm saying, like I said, do to the best of my ability. And I accept the fact that I can't make everybody happy. And my mentor, Katisha, from Mental Mayhem Photography, she actually told me, you know, you don't want to make everybody happy. Because if you do make everybody happy, then they're going to go tell somebody else, and that person's going to come looking for the same deal for you to make them happy. And at the end, you're going to end up not making yourself happy. Because mm-hmm. you're going to work yourself.
I'm taking that advice.
Trying to be extra for everybody else.
So, how do you deal with models who can't pose?
Oh, man. That... So actually, when I first started, I ran into this problem so much that I actually started, like, you know, going on, like, YouTube and looking up videos of, like, model poses and stuff and, like, learning them myself. So when I do get in that situation, I can kind of coach them through, you know what I'm saying, what to do next and what to do, you know what I'm saying, here and then stuff like that. So that's mainly one thing I did. Basically, I kind of did my homework, you know what I'm saying, on that whole situation because – it happens a whole lot, you know. All models, they got them three good poses. And after them three, it's like, all right, what now?
Yeah. I'd be like, all right, okay, we got to do this, do that. Bring the chair in, take the chair out. I don't stop posing.
I like
until we done.
Well, I'm like, now, is there some, what preparation do you do, like, getting the shoot ready? Because, you know, sometimes it's not that people have, like, they're bad models, but sometimes they need to be revved up in order to do it. And then once they're revved up, they're ready to work. Like, how do you prep models you work with getting ready to shoot with you and whatnot?
So, before we even shoot and I talk to them, I let them know, you know what I'm saying? Bring a friend or, you know, a boyfriend or somebody that can get you, you know what I'm saying, in that comfortable mode because I want you to be comfortable because if you're comfortable, we're going to have a good shoot. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest thing. Like, if someone's not comfortable, the shoot's going to be horrible. So I want you to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And bring whoever you need to bring to get comfortable. Just don't bring no whole party of people, no turn-up crew. But bring that, you know what I'm saying, you know, your best friend or, you know what I'm saying, your boyfriend, somebody that's
going to
get
daddy, you. Your baby daddy, your sugar daddy, somebody.
In that mood. Yeah, somebody's gonna get you in that mood, you know, ready to go. And if you ain't got somebody like that, you know, get your playlist together. You know, all females got a song that, you know, that they just feel sexy when it comes on. You know, all of them got that one song. So, you know what I'm saying, I say, look, get your playlist together. And, you know what I'm saying, we can play it. Just breathe and relax, we're gonna do this. So I basically try to, you know what I'm saying, open them up and kind of get them comfortable with me. Because, like I said, if they ain't comfortable, it's not going to be a good shoot. So I try to set the atmosphere, I kind of open the floor up, crack a couple jokes with them, get them smiling, you know what I'm saying, make them feel comfortable.
Yeah, T's favorite song to make her feel sexy is Soulja Boy Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Oh, no. That's telling people it.
She said, I gotta hear some Soulja Boy before I start my shoot.
No, not really. I like a mixture of things. Like, nah, I can't be no Soulja Boy.
Hey Beyonce, you use some Soulja Boy lines. Don't hate on Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy getting that lemonade check.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, he definitely bring out the ratchet in you.
Yeah, he
is. Hey, don't be like, what was this song? She got a dump. She got a dump. It's her name. That's
oh,
what
no.
Came on girls
yeah.
get.
That is
get
not
nasty.
Good for the shoot.
Yeah, shout out to that. Okay, we got a caller that actually has some questions for you. I'm going to bring them on. What's up, Renato? Welcome to the show, sir.
What's going on, everybody? Hope everybody's doing
Hello.
Well.
So I
have a few questions for you. I'm a photographer also, and I like your work. We're in the same magazine together. So my first question is, what advice do you have for all photographers, new photographers, photographers that have been doing it for a while, pros, whatever? Like, what advice do you that you feel that you can share with them, especially with working with body painters?
Man, know your worth. Like, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, depending on why you do it, whether you do it as, you know what I'm saying, this is an actual job or, like, this is a hobby, just know your worth and don't ever let no one try to downplay your work to make it seem like, you know, you should cut them some type of deal just because, you know, it's not as good as the next person or, you know, it ain't as good as that person. I get a lot of people that try to do that. And I'm not going to lie, in the beginning when I first started off, I did kind of, you know, clip myself up because I didn't know my worth. And I let people downplay my work. I let people, you know what I'm saying, slide in and say, well, your work's not as good as this person, and this person gave me that price. So I'm going to work with you if you give me this price. But as I grew and as I, you know what I'm saying, kind of got a little cocky, I know my worth now, and I won't let anybody downplay my worth.
Okay, and what inspired you? What make you keep going?
What makes me keep going? My kids, man, my kids. This is not a hobby for me. This is my actual job. This is what I pay the bills with. And I'm saying, I wake up, get them ready for school every morning, and I think in my head, man, I got to go get it. I got to, you know what I'm saying, do something to get out there.
And what projects do you, like, what goals are you looking for to achieve? Like, I know some photographers want to have gallery shows, other photographers want to shoot for NFL or whatever. What is your goals, something that you really want to do?
So I have a couple, but right now my main goal is just to become, you know what I'm saying, known in my city. I'm kind of known, like if I go a couple places, a lot of people know me, but I want to be known on, you know what I'm saying, a citywide scale. So as though people say, look, I know that's Foot, I know his work, you know what I'm saying, I know him, he's from my city. And once I get, you know what I'm saying, known in my city, I want to take it to different cities. I want to be known on a global scale, just, you know what I'm saying, to get out there. I want my work on Billboard, to be honest with you.
I like that you are trying to do your stuff local and then build up, which most people don't get that, and that's why they fail. So I give you a lot of respect for that.
Yeah, because once you get your city to back you up, you know what I'm saying, it pretty much take off from there. And I learned that from a couple of different artists, that, you know, get the love from your people first, you know, get the love from your city. Because once you got love in your city is going, you know what I'm saying, put you out there. Your city is going, you know, let other people know about you. So you get that love in your city. When you go other places, they're going to show you love because they're going to see the love that you get coming from your city.
Yeah, and I'm just, that's just happening to me because, you know, finally I'm getting work in my area and I'm building up slowly. So that is good advice for, I guess, any photographer to represent where you at and, you know, put in work and then build from that. What advice do you have for photographers that want to hire a body painter? What should we look for in our body painters? Like, because I don't know too much about body paint.
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up. Say that one more time.
All right, so say I'm a photographer and I want to hire a body painter for my photo shoot. What should I look for in my body painter? Because most photographers, including me, don't really know too much about body painting.
So do your homework, do your research, you know, go scope out their page and see what their artwork is like, you know, talk to them. You can learn a lot from talking to people, you know what I'm saying, just to see, like, what kind of mood, you know what I'm saying, what kind of mood or what kind of, you know, feel you get from them. You know, if you talk to somebody and they sound passionate about their work and they sound like, you know, this is something I love doing, or if you talk to somebody and they be like, oh, yeah, I can do that for you. Oh, yeah, you want, okay. All right, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I can do that. Then talking to somebody like, oh, man, I could do this, and you know what I'm saying? It would be dope because I do this, and you know what I'm saying? We can make it work like this and like that. You know, like you can get that feel from talking to people. And that's what I learned. You'll learn a lot by just talking to people. You know what I'm saying? And
okay.
Getting the feel from them.
All
and
right.
Like
well,
I said, do your research.
All right, that was my question. Thank you guys for letting me ask my questions.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
you
calling,
man.
Good night.
All right.
Yeah, shout out to that. Sometimes I like when the callers call in, because sometimes my brain might be slightly stumped and he'll ask a question. I'm like, oh, okay, you know what? Spark another one into me.
Right.
Now, okay, I was gonna read something up, but I'm gonna pull a DJ Khaled. We gonna make him switch a little bit longer, bro. I was gonna bring some up, but let's let him sweat just a few more weeks before we say something. Let's let him sweat.
Okay.
you know what I'm talking about. I'm not gonna bring it. I was gonna bring it up. I was like, nah, let's wait. Let's wait.
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about, man. I hear you.
Well, I'm low.
I don't see. She don't even know you. See, that's how secret it is. That's all.
Are you talking about the thing that always happens?
No, I'm just telling you.
Show.
Stay tuned, alert. Stay tuned, alert. Just pay attention. Pay attention. Just pay attention to the social media. It's coming in about 20 days or so.
Oh, okay.
Well, I
want
to work
belly and all.
Oh yeah, yeah. You said yeah, T. Yeah. Speaking of which, yeah, because T was talking. I was talking to T about this the other day. Like, have you? Okay, I don't know. I went through. I think you did, but I'll make sure I'm not drawing a blank. Like T was thinking about doing a body painting shoot. When a tummy is bigger.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
have
dope.
Have you done that before?
I actually got one coming up that I'm gonna do. So you'll be seeing that soon on my page. And I actually been wanting to do that because I've seen a couple of them and I actually think it's real dope. So that's something that I'm looking forward to.
Mm.
Yeah, I see some dope ones. Like I saw one where they had where the mom, her stomach was made like a globe.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically like the child is her world, some of that sort. So yeah.
Not like the one when they had like the little ultrasound like pictured on her stomach, like you could look like you were looking into
see
her
one.
Stomach. You need to see.
That's
it was cute.
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of dope joints.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said I always do my research and try to outdo somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? But what I like is you actually give credit. You don't just be out here just trying to let me go steal this out because it's because man, and I know you've dealt with this, and I've dealt with this plenty of times. Just off the magazine stuff and whatnot. It's been plenty of people that have tried to copy me, but they always do a very bad job of doing so. And the thing is, it's one thing to trade up ideas, but when you're being a vulture and they're stealing ideas, and then you got the nerve to act like you don't fuck with me, that's where my problem comes in at.
Yeah, see, I always try and give credit, you know what I'm saying, what credit is due if I know who you are. You'll see, like, on a couple of my pictures that I did, it'll say, like, inspired by, and I'll at the person, because they did something similar to that shoot. I want them to know that, hey, I seen this on your page, and, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to do it, I wanted to recreate it. So I'll definitely give credit where credit is due. And yeah, I have dealt with, you know, I actually had someone, he made a page and he had all my pictures up there and was saying it was his. And it was crazy.
What? Oh, you know what we got to do for that.
Somebody told me. They said, but they said that's a good thing. They said that's how you know when you're doing something. When, you know what I'm saying? Somebody think your work is that good to steal it. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you know you're popping.
But no, I definitely try to give credit where credit is due. And especially if, you know what I'm saying, you did it and you did it well. And if you did it like a poor job, I ain't about to, you know, be like, hey, look. Because then, you know, some people take that as you just showing off because you did it better than me.
Right. I don't know. My friends got laughed because they do a horrible job, but because they get more likes, they think that equates to them doing a better job. I'm like, oh, you still think likes are worth value. Great.
Yeah. And that's crazy. That's the world we live in. Everybody live off of likes. Everybody live off of likes. How many likes you get? I actually had a model, and she was like, "Oh, I want to shoot." I met her at it was some type of function. And she was like, "Oh, I heard about you. I want to shoot with you." And I was like, oh, "Okay, you know, hit me up." And she was like, "How many likes you be getting on your pictures?" And I was like,
"Yes."
What? And she was like, yeah, I want to shoot with you, but I got to make sure you get a lot of likes. And I was like, oh, see, I only get like 13, 14. And then she was like, oh, well, we can still work. And I was like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. And then I guess she went and saw my page and like, so how many likes I get. And she going to DM me and say, why you lied to me? You play too much. I'm like, I'm not playing. I don't want to work with you now because you know what I'm saying? You're a like digger.
Life bigger. We using that one. Yeah, I'm using that one. I'm liking it. I like that. No, because I actually had a cuss, and I'm telling you, I don't like being taken to this place. I had to cuss a model out on the phone, and she thought she just talked to me any old way because. You know, I don't be doing all that extra crap. And she going to tell me one of her reasons why I should feel honored to want to work with her. Oh, I get about 200 likes. I'm like, but do they buy any of your shit? It don't matter if you get 200 likes on Instagram. Are those 200 likes going to your site? Are they trying to buy something for you? Any of that. Like, people be trying to go off of my Instagram likes, but then be like, well, damn, how you get that many listeners? Yeah, you go ahead and try to do all that counting you want to. I get the numbers where it matters.
Yeah. I don't even pay attention to that no more. I first started off, I was like, oh, I got to get my likes up. And then I realized when I saw I got my likes up, it was not getting nothing out of it. So... I kind of
right.
Like, hey, it is what it is.
People be having 500K followers and be getting like 1,000 likes, but they album flopping extra hard. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's what I try to preach. I'm like, man, y'all trying to get it popping on social media, but you kind of got to get out there and get it actually popping where it counts, because if you don't, not too many people going to care. Like, not too many people that actually matter going to care. You can't go to no, you know what I'm saying, no producer and be like, hey, look, I get 500 likes on my pictures. They're going to look at you like, okay, so there's the next one. How many real fans do you got? So I try not to surround myself in that social media world.
I saw another 209. That 209 number, that 209 number, try to call in. You can call back in. You want to speak, press 1 when you call back in. I saw he got in the shower. I got a few questions left for you, T. And T, of course, you know, I know she has some. So I'm going to put you on the spot. What's the worst experience you had? My final question for you is, what is the worst experience you had shooting somebody. Like, and it doesn't have to necessarily be bad. It can be a funny experience.
So my worst experience? I was shooting this girl, and she wasn't a bad-looking girl. She was a nice-looking girl. And she kind of started, like, trying to flirt with me, and, like, she was touching me and stuff, and I was like, hey, you know. And I had told her, I'm like, listen, it ain't about to go down like how you think it's about to go down, you know. And she just kept, like, at it. She, like, kept at it. And I'm like, what are you trying to achieve? And she ended up telling me, well, I ain't got all the money for my photo shoot, so what's up? And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm going fast. So
see,
that had to be one of my worst experiences, because I try to keep it as professional as possible. I always don't want to, you know, come off as that, you know what I'm saying, creepy photographer. And you got to be careful, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to these females, because actually she was a little upset that I kind of turned her down. And her girlfriend that came with her, they was already setting me up for the jump, because the girlfriend that came with her, she was like, I'm going to step outside for a minute. So, and then she came back and was like, y'all done? And I was like, done what? So I had already seen that they've been setting me up from the jump. And then she was like, oh, nah, he's faking, he anything. And I'm like, how I'm faking and I'm anything? Because I don't want to do this. And I'm like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I can't pay my bills with sex. Like, come on, what am I supposed to tell the bill collector when he calls? I just got some good action, man. So you need to let me slide.
There's something on my show that I call dick vouchers and coochie coupons. People... Some of these people be out here trying to pay in dick vouchers, and some of these folks be out here trying to pay in coochie coupons.
Oh my lord!
Basically, to get a discount on these services or to rent the services, they give you a coupon to say, "Hey," and that coupon entitles the person that receives the coupon some pussy or some dick, whichever. Doubt that if there's a dick voucher be given now or if it's a pussy coupon. So, yeah, it's a joke I started running.
I can't get down like that. I can't get down.
That's
like
what I'm
that.
Doing.
You can't go to the bank and say, oh, I got some of these.
Yes, sir. You can get your
coffee.
Let me call
it's
them.
Crazy. It's crazy how many prior. It's And that's why I said you got to know your worth, because you know what I'm saying, you don't know your worth. You got a couple of them out here that'll fall for it, and that's the sad part. That it's actually guys out here that actually fail for that, to where though they feel like, oh, I can try it with the next guy because the last guy fell for it.
Yeah, but then, see, now, you know what pisses me off is like the way, and that's why I hate it being two-faced. It's people out here that portray it as. It's only the photographers coming after these, trying to check for these females. When you not, I just had a discussion with someone last night about this. That it be the other way around more than people think it be. Y'all don't be trying to do nothing, and these women be trying to throw it at you, but they think, oh, he gonna work for me. He gonna give me more if I do that. You know, it's ridiculous.
That's the ratchet.
That's how it is, and it's sad. It's sad, like, on both ends, because it's sad when you hear about a creepy photographer out here doing his thing, and then it's even worse with the models. That's why I said you can never be too careful. And when I shoot with people I don't know, I always, you know what I'm saying, bring somebody with me. I always, you know what I'm saying, have my mentor. You know what I'm saying, I usually keep her on my hip, because I can't trust nobody, and I don't want to ever get put in that situation. Because, you know, if you look at it through the world eyes, it's her word against mine. And everybody know,
the
guy's always in the wrong. So I never put myself in those type of situations. The way, though, it's just me and them. That's why I always tell them, you know what I'm saying, bring somebody with you. I'm saying bring somebody with you. Bring somebody with you.
Yes, indeed. I think one person
it's not just that. They need to understand that you can, like, this is my thing. Okay, if a photographer and a model hook up, that's cool. But just don't make it about, like, want to have sex because you want to have sex. Don't be trying to do it to say, oh, he going to keep working with me or she going to keep working with me if I give her something. You know, it's, nah. Do that because you want to do it. Don't be trying to use that as a bargaining chip to work with that person. I don't hate on people that date within the industry. I hate that they utilize dating as a chip in the industry. That's the problem I have. T, yeah. I'll let you go with the last question.
I don't have nothing to say. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't do that. Lord, I forgot my question. All right, well, so we're going to say, for the ladies, you know, are you dating, single, with anybody, looking, not looking?
You brought the messy question, though. I was trying to, I usually go to it, but I was being good today.
That's what I thought you were talking about earlier.
Nah.
I was about to say, if y'all check out my Instagram, it's my Instagram, Facebook, any social media, you'll see one female that's all over that thing. And that's the only one that got my attention. And I ain't got time to be, you know what I'm saying, fooling with nobody else. I got too many kids and bills to pay.
Stop.
And she ain't ugly, so he good out here, y'all. He ain't worried. I know they already looking. Let me see if she the ugly one. You know how they start getting the hating, because now they want to do a comparison. They go, okay, if she uglier than me, then I got a shot. Y'all just go ahead and give it up now.
My boy is good to go.
I
appreciate y'all having me, man.
No problem, man. It's a blessing having you. Oh, yeah, before you go, man, let everybody know how they can stalk you and whatnot, like what your social media stuff is.
So if you want to get in touch with me, Foots, that's FOOTZ underscore photographer. Photographer, that's ER at Put Photography and end up with the catfish guy. But Foots underscore photographer. It's, you know what I'm saying, your best way to stay in contact with me. That's pretty much one of the social medias that I'm on a lot. I got so many, I can't keep track of all of them. So I kind of try to work it in there. But that one is like the main one. So check me out. You know what I'm saying? If you like my work, give me a call.
There you go,
well, I got
man.
You in the near future.
Oh yeah, cause she over to buy you. You know me, I'm out here in Texas.
Yeah, I gotta get out there, man. I hear it's nice out there. I gotta get out there.
It's nice. So what? Although it keeps raining, man. Like this rain is pissing me off, but. The weather is pretty nice out here.
It'll be raining down here.
It's bad today. I went outside for literally first 15 seconds. I was like soaking wet.
I about to say I seen the news. I think I seen a mattress floating in the street or something.
Yeah, it's down like down towards Houston. It's crazy down there. Like shout out to me being in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Ain't got to deal with that necessarily. It's bad up here right now, but it ain't that damn bad. So, shoot, that being said, man, y'all, it's the end of the show, man. T, let them know how they can stalk you.
Hey, Arvin, you know what? You got short term memory loss.
You said what?
You got short term memory loss.
It went so freaking quick. I was like, what the heck? I'm like, dang it, like this is over? I'm telling you, sometimes these hours go by too fast for me.
They do.
Like, it'll go slow sometimes, but today, I don't know, but you got a good guess, you don't be realizing the time go by fast. But we used to get some good guests. It's a really good guest. So shout out to the guests that come through here.
Clap.
We have some great guests. Yeah, claps for that. Shout out to T. We had a good guest. Hey, I'm just telling you right now, yeah, Juan K. going here. I'm telling her, I'll keep my eye on her when she comes back this direction. Juan K. go is no. You come back this direction.
She's in Florida right now. Well, she's in Florida right now.
Well, that's not helping me. She needs to be in Texas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. All right, y'all. Y'all can stalk before I let T finish it off. Y'all can stalk me at a million places, man. If you type in Sadie J Dusk, it's going to lead you to every darn where. And, you know, that also lead to my other pages, After Dusk Media, Laser Focus Photos. Type on it, man. Look for Human Canvas Mag. If you search that, all these different things, you'll find them somewhere. Type away on every social media, on just about every social media site. And of course, yeah, make sure you check out my social network for only people in the industry. Yes, A4 Ratchets is only for people in the industry. Dustspot.com. Bam. All right, T.
You found me on Instagram at T, the model _. Yeah, that's it. I had to make sure because somebody copied my name and I had to make sure. Anyways. Yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to my friend, y'all. Y'all go watch his video on YouTube. It's Everybody Hates Key, Returns 2. And we out.
All right, we out. Peace. And I'm on his Instagram looking for the model you were talking about.
Oh, my goodness.